These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads. How are you doing?
Okay.
Bloodthirsty.
Bloodthirsty, he says. All right. Challenging our resident quiz champions today are North Star from London. Now, this team know each other as they all used to play for the same football team, North Star FC. So let's meet them.
Hi, I'm Rafi and I'm a civil servant.
Hi, I'm Phil and I'm a customer fulfilment manager.
Hi, I'm Ben and I'm an actuarial analyst.
Hi, I'm Ian and I'm a solicitor working in financial regulation.
Hi, I'm Anthony and I'm a real estate solicitor.
So Rafi and team, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to
see you. All footballers.
That's right. Yep.
And what do
varying qualities.
We got mainly strikers, defenders, or one?
A nice mix, actually.
Yeah. Good five-a-side team.
So not just the midfield. got the goal covered. You've got
Ian plays in
on
goal.
The goalkeeper.
Right.
And then me, Ben, and Anthony will play defence, and Phil is a maverick striker.
And do you do any quizzing?
We do, but not so much together. So this is a bit of a new venture for us.
Okay. So well, I hope you've got the whole pitch covered here. Against the Eggheads, who I won't say they look out of condition, but it's been a while, hasn't it, guys? Except for you, Lisa, forgive me. Every day there's £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers. However, if they fail to defeat the Eggheads, the prize money rolls over to the next show. So, North Star, the Eggheads have won the last six games, which means £7,000 is on the table. Are you ready?
We're very ready.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sensing determination, right? The first head-to-head battle is on the subject of history. Is this good?
Yeah,
it's tough. It
could be.
Like history.
Ian?
Guess it's be me then, won't it?
Yeah. Who should we go for?
Let's send him away with CJ.
Let's go with CJ.
Yes. Really? Straight in with the loudest shirt. Okay. So Ian from North Star against CJ from the Eggheads on history. It's not that loud today, is it?
It's
really?
quite subdued, isn't it?
It is subdued, you're right. To match your mood, no doubt.
We'll see.
To ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? So, Ian, you're a solicitor, but also a very serious conker player.
All conker players are very serious about it, Jeremy.
tell us the most exciting championship you're in.
So I've entered the World Championships in Peterborough a few times, which was good fun. The furthest I've ever got to the third round, where I was dispatched by a man dressed as a nun. But as I was also dressed as a Ghostbuster at the time, it wasn't quite as bad.
And you're allowed to bake them and put them in vinegar and stuff or not?
Unfortunately not. You just pick one out the bag. There's no real skill involved in picking the conker itself, unfortunately.
And then people take long run-ups and stuff, do they?
People do all sorts of things, but there's a whole set of rules, but it's an interesting event.
It sounds amazing. I don't think it's going to come up in the history round, I have to say. But good luck here, Ian. Your choice against CJ. Would you like to go first or second?
Can I go first, please?
Here we go. First question to you, Ian. Good luck. What was the approximate age of Lady Jane Grey when she was executed on the orders of Mary I? 6, 16 or 36?
I know she was queen, I think, for 9 days, a week and a day and a day. From memory, I think one of the reasons she was executed was to help make sure that she wasn't able to produce an heir. 6 would seem to be quite forward-thinking, an age to execute someone to prevent them getting an heir. And 36, you know, still possible, but 16 seems like a more likely age, especially for those times. So, based on that, I'll go for 16.
16 is the answer. Very good.
Yes.
Very entertaining as well. OK, CJ. According to official misinformation, the Second World War fighter ace John Cat's Eyes Cunningham had superb night vision due to eating what? Is it artichokes, carrots or spinach?
Yeah, it's one of those wonderful stories that was put around and fed to the Germans of disinformation just to try and get them preoccupied with things. And he had great eyesight for eating carrots.
Carrots is the right answer. Does that piece of information persist to this day? Because my understanding was that they help you see in the dark.
Well, you see plenty of rabbits at night time, don't you?
Exactly. Okay, so we haven't ever really cleared it up. Ian, your question. Members of which Chicago gang were killed at the St. Valentine's Day Massacre? Is it the Bowery Boys, Winter Hill Gang, or North Side Gang?
I'll be honest, I'm not too sure. I feel like I've heard of the North Side of Chicago as a particular area. So hopefully that's going to serve me well, and I'll go with the North Side Gang.
Good play, you're quite right, well done. North Side Gang it is. CJ, back to you on history. In US history, the song The Bonnie Blue Flag is associated with which group? Confederate States, Mormon Pioneers, or the original 13 Colonies?
Well, I haven't heard of the song. Trying to think what the... I don't know what the Mormon flag was, so that doesn't help me there. The Confederate flag, I think, is a blue background with a diagonal red cross with stars on it. The original 13 Colonies, I think, is a sort of similar thing to the Stars and Stripes, but the stars are in a circle. I am going to guess that it was a sort of term to try and make it more appealing for the Confederate States.
Confederate States is the right answer. Well done. Sorry about that, Ian. He gropes around there and then he suddenly finds it in the dark. Third question, Ian. Keep the pressure on CJ. During the French Revolution, whose last words were, "Do not forget to show my head to the people, it is worth seeing"? Is that Marie Antoinette, Georges Danton, or Antoine Lavoisier?
Obviously, Marie Antoinette has a reputation for being, well, for coming out with quotable lines, whether or not they are actually hers or not. The other two, I don't know how quotable they are. So, going to go for Marie Antoinette, hoping that she was quite a gorgeous and dashing lady in her time and had a head worth seeing.
Danton is the right answer. Ian, sorry. Georges Danton, not Marie Antoinette. CJ, if you get this right, you're through. The Quedah Merchant, a ship filled with precious metals and fabrics, was captured by which pirate? Was it Edward Teach, Jack Rackham, or William Kidd?
Not much to go on here, is there? They're all pirates. I don't know, but I'm going to try and use a little bit of very spurious, fuzzy logic here. I mean, Edward Teach, although he was very mercenary in his earlier years, I think towards the end of his life, he became a little less bloodthirsty because he was essentially living off his reputation, whereas Kidd, I believe, was very aggressive and violent through to the end. So I'll try William Kidd.
This for the round. Eggheads, is he right? We don't know. They don't know. You know challengers?
No idea.
All right, you've got it right, CJ. Oh. William Kidd is... Sorry, Ian. Again, it's that groping. He does.
He's obviously good at it.
He's very good at
practice.
It. Yeah, CJ, you're in the final. Ian, you've been knocked out, but still early days for your team. Come back, rejoin us, we'll play on. So, as it stands, North Star have lost their first brain from the final round. The Eggheads are still sitting there without losing anything. But the next subject is arts and books, so let's see if you can turn it around. Who from North Star wants this?
It's Raffy, right?
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Got to get it to Raffy.
Okay. Unusual film.
Reluctantly, it's me.
Okay, Raffy, against which Egghead?
Barry.
Yeah,
Barry.
Yeah.
Barry
as well.
Yeah,
we'll put him up against Barry.
Go for Barry.
All right. Raffy versus Barry. Please go to the question room now. So, Raffy, arts and books, but ballroom dancing first. I gather you and Barry have a connection.
That's right, yeah. My parents joined the same dance class as Barry and his wife.
Right, so you got Barry and Mrs. Simmons swirling around in the middle of the room and your parents watching, or...?
Well, they were participating, but they recently quit because my dad wasn't quite as good as my mum, so...
I have the same problem.
So how's it been going, Barry, your ballroom dancing?
It's going very well. I'm fortunate to go to a wonderful dance centre in Leeds where they're kind and understanding, but above all, patient, especially with me, because they need to be.
And have you ever swerved into Raffy's parents?
I have swerved into a few people in my time, yes, probably.
But it's where it's at now, this dancing thing. Rafi, are you doing it? Your teammates doing this kind of thing?
Well, not lessons per se, but I can shake my hips if I'm asked.
Okay, all right. Well, that may come in handy later. Arts and books. Rafi, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first, please.
Here is your question, Rafi. Which of these is a character in Shakespeare's play The Tempest? Bottom, Caliban, or Horatio?
Well, they're all Shakespeare characters, but maybe Bottom isn't. Maybe it is. But Caliban jumped out at me, I think, as a Tempest. Might be wrong. Could be Horatio. I'll go for Caliban.
Caliban is the right answer. Well done. Barry, your question. Which of these is a work by Alfred Lord Tennyson? The Charge of the Light Brigade, Ode to a Nightingale, or The Listeners?
Cannons to the left of them, cannons to the right of them, into the Valley of Death rode the 600. It's The Charge of the Light Brigade.
Yes, you're quite right. What a poem. The Charge of the Light Brigade. All right, back to you, Rafi. At the beginning of The Wind in the Willows, the mole had been doing what all morning? Digging holes, sleeping, or spring cleaning?
Neither read nor seen The Wind of the Willows, but my vague knowledge of the story suggests it was sleeping.
Sleeping, Barry?
I'm afraid he was spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning is what he was doing. So, Barry, your chance to take the lead here. Which fictional character is the owner of Thornfield Hall? Is that Mr. Rochester, Sebastian Flight, or Becky Sharp?
Thornfield Hall is owned by Mr. Rochester.
It is indeed, from the novel...
From Jane Eyre.
From Jane Eyre. Mr. Rochester is the answer. They're good, aren't they, guys? They're good, they know good. Stuff.
Like they've done it before.
They have, they just know stuff. OK, here is your question to stay in now, Rafi. Come on, we don't want to lose the captain here. Odalisque seated with arms raised, green striped chair, and yellow odalisque are works by which artist? Is it Chagall, Matisse, or Seurat?
I think I can rule out Chagall. It sounds to me like that's a sculpting, say, not an art. So I think I'll go for Seurat.
They're all painters. It's Matisse, in fact. I'm sorry, that means, Rafi, that you're out. And you won't be in the final round. And Barry is in the final. And so if there's a moment for a tactical switch, this is the moment, guys.
Okay.
Come back to us. We'll play the next round. So, North Star in a little bit of trouble. Rafi, any thoughts?
It's tough work so far. Hopefully we can pick it up.
You've lost two brains. The Egg Kids are still intact. All their brains will be in the final so far, but that can change. And the next subject for you is sport, which must be good news. Yeah. As you're all sporty.
I think
sport.
Give Phil.
I can try and do sport.
If we put Phil in and politics comes up, we've got no hope whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think so.
Fine.
Okay.
Off you go, show.
I'll do it.
All right, fine.
Ready for Ben, please.
Ben.
Yep.
Against which egghead? Obviously not CJ or Barry.
Chris.
Yeah, do you want to go against Chris?
All right. Let's do it.
Go for Chris, please.
Chris on sport. That'll make him happy.
Wars have been fought over less.
Ben from North Star, Chris from the Eggheads. Would you please now go to the question room? So sport it is. Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go first, please.
Good luck, Ben. In tennis, what is the name of the shot in which the ball is hit immediately after it bounces off the ground? Drop volley, half volley, or lob volley?
That's a good question. A drop volley, I'm not sure I've heard of that term, nor a lob volley, but I'm pretty sure I've heard commentators saying half volley, so I'm going to go with that one.
Well done. It is half volley. You're quite right. Are they all shots,
they're all,
CJ?
They're all real shots, yes.
What is a lob volley would be a...
Over the head.
Yes, and a drop volley.
Just dinking it over the net.
OK. CJ loves his tennis. All right, Chris. The golfer Bubba Watson was born in which country? USA, Australia, or South Africa?
Well, only an American would have a name like Bubba, so he's from the USA.
USA is right. That is impeccable logic. Ben, your question. Which former England manager became first team coach under Harry Redknapp at Queen's Park Rangers in August 2014? Was it Steve McLaren, Kevin Keegan, or Glenn Hoddle?
Well, I think that one's the umbrella man, Steve McLaren.
No.
Oh. Oh, your team have got their head in their hands. August 2014, it was Glenn Hoddle. Oh. Chris, your chance to take the lead. Which wicketkeeper batsman replaced Matt Prior in the England Test Match cricket team in the summer of 2014? Jos Buttler, James Foster, or Paul Nixon?
I think that was Paul Nixon.
Yes. Now, you've got a big whoop from the challengers because you're wrong. It's Jos Buttler.
Oh.
So it's 1 point each. Now, Ben, see if you can get this, take the lead, and just pop Chris out. What kind of event was the ancient Olympic sport Diaulos, spelt D-I-A-U-L-O-S, Ben? Was it wrestling, throwing, or running?
Well, discus is throwing. So I'm tending towards that, because Diaulos could be a previous word for discus. I'm going to go throwing.
Diaulos is running, Ben, not throwing. So, in this high-scoring round, Chris, your chance to take it. At which Irish racecourse did the jockey Tony McCoy ride the first winner of his career in 1992? Is it Goran Park, Punchestown, or Thurles?
Well, they're all sort of out-of-the-way tracks, aren't they? I was looking for something like the Curragh to come up, but no such. Straight down the middle, Punchestown.
Straight down the right, Thurles is the answer. So you got that wrong. So it's level after three questions, 1 point each. We go to sudden death. Ben, you're hanging on in there.
I am, you're right.
Gets a bit harder now. I don't give you alternative answers.
OK.
Here's your question. In 2010, who became the first woman to be inducted into the ICC Cricket Hall of Fame?
I'm trying to think of the women's captain of the England team, because I know the England team are quite good. Her name might come to me. I'm just thinking if it could be anyone else, someone sort of doesn't even play, but maybe involved outside of the sport, but I can't think that it would be anyone there. I can't give an answer, sorry.
Rachel Hayhoe Flint, the answer. The first woman to be inducted into the ICC Cricket Hall of Fame. Chris, for the round. In 2014, which Formula One driver adopted 44 as his driver number for the rest of his career?
Lewis Hamilton.
You're right. It's Lewis Hamilton. To take the...
A picture of pure joy.
What a strange round that was. Okay, Chris, you're in the final. Probably best not to celebrate it with too much champagne. Sorry, Ben, you've been knocked out there.
Yeah.
There were opportunities there along the way, but it was tough to get make headway against this man. Come back to us. We'll play the next round. Well, it's not yet a crisis, but it's looking difficult. But it can be done, North Star. And I know you're very competitive. You have lost three brains from the final round. You're looking a little bit threadbare in the final so far, but still time to knock one of them out with music. That is the next subject. Who wants this?
That's me. That's it. It's a no-brainer.
We don't have to consult on that one.
All right.
With Phil in.
Who are we up against?
We'll try and knock Pat out.
OK, so Anthony versus Pat from the Eggheads on music. Please go to the question room now. So, music, Anthony, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first, please.
OK, we crack on with music. Good luck. In 1987, the band UB40 had a UK hit single about which animal in my kitchen? Was it a moose, a rat, or a badger?
Well, I'm quite good on my pop music. I was quite pleased when you said UB40. I thought I was going to have a chance. Unfortunately, this is not a song I've heard of. I was trying to think what's likely to be in someone's kitchen that you might write a song about. So I'm going to go for rat.
We're breathing a sigh of relief here. Well done. Because the moose in my kitchen would have been a moment. OK, rat is the right answer. Well done, Anthony. Pat. The choir of which Cambridge College performs a festival of nine lessons and carols that is broadcast regularly on Christmas Eve. Is it King's, Clare Hall, or Churchill?
I think this is King's.
It is King's. Well done, Pat. OK, back to you, Anthony. In 2010, Danielle Hope won a TV talent show to star in which musical? The Sound of Music, Oliver, or The Wizard of Oz?
I watched this show with my wife. It's The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is quite right. Pat, what was the title of the 1981 album of country covers by Elvis Costello and The Attractions? Was it True Blue, Almost Blue, or Kind of Blue?
Well, Kind of Blue, obviously Elvis Costello could have picked any title he wanted, even a duplicate title. Kind of Blue is the classic Miles Davis jazz album. And True Blue, I think, is a Madonna production. Almost Blue rings a bell for Elvis Costello, so I think I'll go for Almost Blue.
Almost Blue is the right answer. All right, so we're back with you, Anthony. In 2014, who was appointed the first female master of the Queen's music? Stevie Wishart, Sally Beamish, or Judith Weir?
I am not sure. I am going to go with Stevie Wishart.
Hey, kids, do you know?
Judith Weir.
Judith Weir is the answer. So you got 2 out of 3. Will that be enough? We're over to Pat now. Pat, you get this right, you're in the final. Alexander Bone, winner of the first BBC Young Musician Jazz Award in 2014, played which instrument in the competition? Was it trumpet, clarinet, or saxophone?
The first time they've done this. Well, they've had Young Musician of the Year for many years, but they've added a jazz one. What would he play? All three are entirely plausible jazz instruments for soloists. I'm going to be reduced to a guess, I think. I'll go for trumpet.
It's not trumpet, it's saxophone. Saxophone, right, so you've got the cut of the green now, the rub of the green. We go over to you, Anthony, for the first of your sudden death questions. I don't give you alternatives. Here we go. Who wrote the lyrics for the Oscar-winning song Born Free?
I don't think I know this one. It's going to have to be a guess. On the basis that they're asking for a lyricist and it's an obvious guess, I'm going to go for Tim Rice. I'm sure it's not right, but...
It's not. It's a guy called Don Black.
OK.
Pat, for the round, which singer had a UK number one album with In the Lonely Hour in 2014?
I think he had something of a meteoric rise to fame, and I think that's Sam Smith.
Sam Smith is the right answer. You're in the final round. Sorry, Anthony, you've been knocked out. A string of defeats, but not yet out. We will see what happens next. Come back to us. We'll play the final. Well, 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 this is what we have been playing towards. It is time for the final round. As always, it's general knowledge. I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads won't be allowed to take part in this round. So that is Rafi, Ben, Ian and Anthony from North Star. Would you please leave the studio? Well, Phil, good luck.
Thank you.
They're all watching keenly. I know at school you were voted Magician of the Year.
I was, and I'm probably going to need some of that now.
I was going to say, this is the moment to pull something out of the hat. You're playing to win North Star £7,000. Lisa, Pat, CJ, Barry, Chris, you're playing for something that money can't buy, which is the Egghead's reputation. As usual, I'm going to ask each team 3 questions in turn. This time the questions are all general knowledge. Well, I was going to say you can confer, they can confer, you haven't got anyone with you. So, Phil, the question is, can you, with your one brain, knock out and crush these 5 brains here?
Let's hope so.
Would you like to go first or second?
Because it's worked pretty well so far, so I'll go first.
Best of luck, Phil. Here we go. Abyssinian and Tonkinese are breeds of which domestic animal? Budgerigar, goldfish or cat?
OK. I've had a goldfish and a cat in my time. Neither of them were either of those breeds, but I don't think that's enough of a reason to rule them out. Probably get in trouble if I get it wrong, but gonna have to go with cat.
Cat is correct. Well done. Okay, eggheads, all 5 of you. Coppicing refers to the cutting of what? Trees, cow's horns, or fingernails?
Trees.
Definitely trees, I think.
Wasn't coppicing last time I did my hands, so yeah. That would be trees, Jeremy.
Coppicing is trees, you're right. Coppice meaning... I've gone blank on the word coppice. Is that a little woodland?
A little group of trees.
Yeah. Thinning them out, basically, and sort of training them into...
Like a copse.
Yeah.
OK. back to you, Phil. Which actress is the daughter of the playwright Sharman MacDonald? Is it Carey Mulligan, Emma Watson, or Keira Knightley?
It's a tough one. I'm not familiar, not too familiar with Carey Mulligan. Emma Watson, I seem to recall being almost plucked out of obscurity for Harry Potter, so we'll probably rule her out. I think on that basis, I will stick by a relatively logical guess and go for Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley? Is that the right answer, Ekka?
Yeah,
it is Keira Knightley. Well done. 2 out of 2. Your team are going crazy behind you. It's great to see. Eggheads, the headquarters of the UK government's National Archives are in which part of London? Willesden, Kew or Highgate?
Kew.
National Archives are at Kew, yeah. That Kew? Sounds right.
It's Kew.
It's Kew, yeah. Complete consensus there at Kew.
Kew is correct. All right, third question. Get this one right, Phil, and bets are off. Doesn't matter that you've had 4 knocked out. You've done your bit, and they can have what they call in cricket a mid-order collapse. In heraldry, the winged beast known as a wyvern has the head of which legendary creature? Unicorn, dragon, or sphinx?
Heraldry is not one of my strongest subjects. A wyvern, can you spell that, please?
Yeah, W-Y-V-E-R-N. The winged beast known as a wyvern.
I didn't know the... I'm still not sure of the answer now. I didn't know it before it came up, but first reaction when thinking of mythical creatures is unicorn, so I'm going to go with that.
Eggs?
Dragon.
It's the
dragon.
Creature on the Welsh flag.
Dragon. Yeah.
That is a Welsh dragon. Not a wyvern.
It's supposed to be a wyvern. No.
Downside, you got it wrong. Upside, they've fallen out with each other. Dragon is the answer. Now we need to hope they get their third question wrong. Otherwise, the contest is over. Let's see, eggheads, if you can continue this streak. Which ballet company was co-founded by George Balanchine and Lincoln Kirstein? Is that the Marinsky Ballet, New York City Ballet, or English National Ballet?
They sound like New York names, don't they?
The Marinsky,
well, the Marinsky is in St. Petersburg. Balanchine had moved to America by that time, I'm sure.
I don't think he did a great deal of work in England. I think he went straight to the States and became a huge figure there.
I'm pretty certain it's New York City Ballet.
Okay. Based mainly on the opinion of the redoubtable Mr. Simmons, we will say the New York City Ballet.
Yeah, you came to quite a certain position there, but are you right? If you are, the contest is over. The answer is New York City Ballet. We say congratulations, eggheads. You have won. And they're in good form at the moment because they're not really getting players knocked out at the moment, the eggs. We haven't seen you in the sin bin for a while. So, commiserations, North Star. You came up against them when they're in particularly good form.
Yeah, they did well tonight.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The eggheads have done what comes naturally to them. This winning streak of theirs continues. It does mean that our challengers don't go home with the £7,000, so the money rolls over to our next show. Eggheads, very well done, all 5 of you as well. I wonder who will beat you or even knock one of you out. It doesn't seem possible. Maybe you should join us next time to see if a new team of challengers can do it. Defeat the eggheads. £8,000 says they can't. Till then, goodbye.